We end our news stories with an awful ordeal for a young woman. And Norwich market stall holders are concerned about another market coming to the Forum. But first, a nasty incident near the UEA.
A student is in a serious but stable condition in hospital after he was stabbed in a fight in Norwich. Detectives are investigating after the man in his 20s and a student at the University of East Anglia, the UEA, was stabbed on Bluebell Road, Norwich. Police were called following reports that a number of people were involved in a fight. Officers arrived to find the man with serious injuries to his abdomen. The victim was taken to the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital, where he remains in a serious but stable condition. Two men, aged 19 and 20, and a 20-year-old woman, were arrested a short time later on George Borough Road on suspicion of assault and GBH, and remain in custody at Wyndham Police Investigation Centre, where they are being questioned.
The bacteria, which can cause Legionnaires' disease, has been discovered in the showers at a Norfolk leisure centre. Inspections have identified the Legionella contamination in both the male and female showers at the Long Stratton leisure centre. This bacteria can cause the lung infection Legionnaires' disease. Droplets of water which contain the bacteria can cause the infection if they're breathed in. The discovery has prompted South Norfolk Council to close the showers at the centre, which reopened in April after £2 million revamp and extension. While council bosses say the risk of healthy people contracting Legionnaires' disease, a severe form of pneumonia, is extremely low, there is an increased risk for more vulnerable people. The bacteria can also cause a milder illness called Pontiac fever. As a precautionary measure, anybody who has used the Long Stratton Leisure Centre showers over the past 10 days, who is experiencing severe flu-like symptoms, is advised to speak to their GP. The symptoms of Legionnaires' disease are a flu-like illness, muscle aches, tiredness, headaches, a dry cough, high fever, and sometimes diarrhoea and confusion. Legionnaires' disease cannot be spread from one person to another.
Pupils at a Norwich school for children with complex needs have enjoyed a Christmas outing with a difference, courtesy of East Midlands Railway. Around 50 children from Harford Manor School, along with their parents, staff and volunteers from East Midlands Railways, EMR, took a festive train ride from Norwich to Ely. The aim of the outing was to give youngsters who may find public transport or busy festive attractions overstimulating a safe and relaxed Christmas experience. Claire Chaplin, whose 7-year-old son was one of those to take part in the outing, said, "My son cannot visit Santa as he finds the queues and the grotto and the stimulation far too much. And so to have a Santa on a train passing through the carriage was the perfect gift which all the family could really enjoy. And we are all truly grateful to EMR and their generous staff for allowing this magical event to happen."
The victim of a harrowing domestic abuse ordeal has revealed how she has been told by police to lock her windows and doors and leave her home after her ex-partner absconded from prison. The 32-year-old mother, who wanted to remain anonymous, described feeling worried and angry when she heard the news that 40-year-old Daniel Coe had managed to abscond from HMP Norwich earlier this month. Quote, "Police asked me to keep all windows and doors closed and locked and to stay with someone else if I could," she said. "Also, to call if I saw him or heard from him. I'm worried that he's still not caught, that he could start his life over yet again and continue to do this." Coe, from Bury St Edmunds, is serving a sentence for domestic abuse. Within hours, officers appeared at the victim's door to explain what had happened, and she described feeling concerned, unsure and angry. Speaking out for the first time about her ordeal, she explained how Coe stalked and harassed her for months, leaving her terrified for her and her children's lives. She first met Coe back in April 2017 via a dating website and said he seemed like the perfect gentleman. In the beginning, he was very keen and enthusiastic, she said. He seemed very genuine and like a nice guy. But after 4 months, his behaviour became emotionally erratic, and he had mood swings. I did some research and discovered he had past convictions, and I decided to go straight to the police.
There are now 8,400 children in the region that are homeless and living in temporary accommodation, according to a report launched today by Shelter, which is a rise of 174% in the last 5 years. Shelter's Generation Homeless report reveals 15 children lose their home every day in the east of England. The report also shines a light on the 710 families with children in the region currently living in emergency B&Bs and hostels. Polly Neat, Chief Executive of Shelter, said, "The fact that 15 children in the east of England become homeless every day is a scandalous figure and a sharp reminder that political promises about tackling homelessness must be turned into real action. Day in and day out, we see the devastating impact the housing emergency is having on children across the region. Many are being uprooted from their friends, while others are forced to live in cramped B&Bs and go to bed at night scared by the sound of strangers outside. Shelter helps millions of people every year struggling with bad housing or homelessness through advice, support and legal services."
Market stallholders in Norwich say that the arrival of a festive version just a stone's throw away could ruin their Christmas trade. Last year, a large outdoor Christmas market at the Forum left traders at the city's permanent market frustrated. They said it had a massive impact on trade, but said that assurances were given that the same event would not be held again. But a row has erupted after a smaller festive market opened outside the Forum, with Mark Wright, chairman of the Norwich Market Traders Association and owner of Taxi Vintage Clothing, saying traders only found out via an email. "Christmas is so important to the traders that it runs into the following year," he said. "It's massive. Norwich is in possession of an award-winning market. It's the best market in the country. It's got fantastic goods and fantastic produce. You could take a hamper here and fill it up, and it will be as good as anything from Harrods. Our Christmas is being ruined again." But Tim Bishop, chief executive of the Forum Trust, said, "We have every sympathy with the market traders who stand out in the cold and rain and make the market what it is, which is one of the best things about shopping in Norwich. We would not aim to do anything that damages the market, but I think that what the Forum does is create events and activities which benefit the whole city centre."
Now, going to see your favourite music star in concert is a special thing in itself, but one Norfolk woman had a once-in-a-lifetime experience when she was invited on stage by Robbie Williams. Julie Starling, 43, from Norwich, was thrilled when she and her sister-in-law won tickets to the Star's Christmas show, which was broadcast on ITV. But she couldn't have predicted just how memorable the evening would turn out to be. The Take That star decided to pull a member of the audience up on stage while he sang Something Stupid, his 2001 hit with actress Nicole Kidman, and Miss Starling was in shock when she was chosen. She said, "He gets women up on each of his shows, but because it was his Christmas show, I didn't think he would have that part involved. And so when he pointed to me, I was in shock. I couldn't believe it. I mean, those things just don't happen to me." Her moment was broadcast to millions on ITV, and the prospect of doing that, along with being on stage with a musical icon, would be enough to unnerve most. But Miss Starling wasn't fazed. She said, I knew it was Robbie and that the audience was there, but it felt like it could have been me just singing karaoke with my brother and having a good time. He makes you feel that relaxed.
And that's all for this edition of Chatterbox. All the features were taken from the Eastern Evening News with the kind permission of Archant, but Chatterbox accepts responsibility for this audio version. You are receiving this recording as you have provided Chatterbox with your contact details. Chatterbox will never provide your data to any other organisation, and we promise to keep your details secure. You can ask to change or delete your data at any time by emailing us or by calling 01603 765 365. When you've finished with this memory stick, pop it in the wallet supplied and drop it in a postbox, preferably by next Tuesday, not forgetting to turn the address label over, and there's no postage to pay at all. Don't worry if you haven't listened to everything by next week. Keep your memory stick until you've listened to all that interests you. We hope you've enjoyed listening to Chatterbox, and our thanks go to our loyal volunteers who make up the production team. This evening, your readers were James McGarry and Bridget Cook on part one. Sarah Lusher edited the paper, and Stephen Cox was the sound recordist. So, that's all from us here at Chatterbox, and so from me, Richard Matthew, goodbye and happy Christmas.
And from me, Sam Elmhurst, have a wonderful Christmas. Goodbye.